grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
That's right, it's Marijuana Media time. It's that time, it's roughly 4:20.
That's right.
And I'm joined
here. We're well prepared.
We're well prepared. Joined here, of course, by Chris. What's new in the world of marijuana?
Well, I tell you what's new for New Zealand and even the old police, which is that hemp is legal without a license, or hemp planting, cultivating, manufacturing, processing. No license needed. Hemp finished products, of course. Had them a long time. We've been going almost 30 years with Hemp Store. But,
of course.
Yeah, shout so out. After the show last week, when I was discussing it, I went down to the police station to notify them.
Of course.
Which is what you have to do now. So no license needed to grow your hemp cannabis plants anywhere by anyone. You can just go for it. You just got to notify the police first. So I went down to the police station down on Federal Street. And went, I've come here to tell you that I intend to grow cannabis. And they said, that's excellent. And which was, you know, that was a kind of cool experience of going down to the police station to
being
to
able
fess to up
announce
to grow cannabis.
It.
And they're like, yeah, that's great. Good on you. And then they didn't know what to do. So they had to kind of scurry about and kind of read it up and work out what the forms and things. And it turned out just before, coincidentally, I'd gone down, their forms had finally appeared on their little on the website and the whatever, and so they very kindly printed it all out, and then you fill it in, and that's there you go.
Easy
and you
peasy.
Also MPI, got to notify MPI as well. So if there's some sort of biosecurity thing, you know, they can kind of see where it's being grown and things like that. On the form, you're saying where you're going to do it, who's going to do it, the area, and what your kind of purposes are. Are you doing it for research or seeds or stalks or biomass or export or whatever? So, yeah, you just kind of say all that and there you go, done. You can make anything you want out of the stalk and seed is what they're saying.
Oh, exciting.
Or I should
That's
say
pretty big.
Products derived or wholly or in part, I think is what it says, wholly or in part from the stalk or seed. That might not be what they call full plant utilization. If you want to extract your cannabinoids and things, you're going to need to sell your biomass to a medicinal cannabis license holder who can do that extraction. And that might be the same company or the same person. Could you know, you grow your hemp without a license, but then when you do your extraction, you're now doing it under your medical license.
That's a whole new world.
It is. It's a whole new world. And as I say, new for the police as well. They were very enthusiastic and like, oh, this is great. We all learned something today.
I mean, yeah, I imagine it would be, like, vibes-wise, a very, very peculiar thing to be like, this feels like it should be, feels like something's wrong here. But
well, yeah, it's kind of cool, though. And I mean, the burden or the onus becomes on the person growing it to remain under the limit of 1% THC, which is how they're defining hemp, which is up from where it was of 0.3%. So there's a bit of leeway there, I guess, in terms of an accidental, if something's a little bit higher. But it's on you to make sure that you have the right seeds or cuttings that are going to stay within that. Because if they come around and take some for testing and you're above that, you're just cultivating cannabis.
Yeah, now we're back to regular in trouble.
And you already told them you're going to do it. So, so there's your evidence. So, what else do they say? Oh, if you're doing import and exporting, you still need import-export licenses. You get off the Ministry of Health because you're going into another country in that. And they do require criminal record checks still. So another thing to... they said that might change, but for now. And your seeds have to pass what's called phytosanitary or an import health standard. So... that's also a bit of a complicating factor, but that's the same as importing any other seed.
Yeah.
and this is what you have to do. So there's no kind of fungus or weird parasites or something that could infect other crops.
I mean, New Zealand's never been one to take biosecurity lax, right?
Yeah. And we don't want to have some huge thing happen because of cannabis, right? So, everyone to be sensible there and do it properly. And of course, if you don't follow these rules, you're just doing it illicitly. You have to follow these rules to stay on the right side. Interestingly, MPI, on their webpage all about it, says that you should seek industry guidance on managing cross-pollination issues and wilding hemp. And this is where your hemp just kind of escapes from your back garden and it just starts sprouting up all over the neighbourhood. Or maybe someone wants to keep their, sticky buds down the road free of hemp pollen,
None of that cross-contamination.
Well, it could go both ways. But yeah, I guess this is something that is in other legal crops too that you just have to take account. If it's outdoors, it's always been an issue. And if it's indoors, you can get pollen filters and things. But yeah, it's a new thing that people will have to contend with. But it's interesting to think about it. Wilding hemp.
It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, yeah. When I was in India 20 years ago, up in the mountains, investigating some, as you do, just doing some research. Research of the cannabis cultures of it actually just goes wild. It's just everywhere, and it's kind of in places where you'd expect weeds, like the side of the road and kind of drain ditches and bridges, and it's just kind of everywhere.
You remember it's going to do what plants do, right?
Yeah.
they want to climb and spread and grow.
Just moving forward, we've got some sprouting at the shop right now, in fact. And because I've done the notification, so just to be completely transparent, they haven't germinated quite yet. They haven't sprouted quite, but they will. And hopefully we'll be able to supply people with, legit seeds or maybe even cuttings if they want to do some hemp growing at home and know that it's definitely under 1% and keep all correct.
Yeah. Oh, what a great offering.
Yeah. Hey, another thing that's happening to do with hemp, Venture Taranaki has got a hempcrete course. This is building with hemp, where you mix the inner part of the stalks, which is called herds. They're a bit like kind of a lightweight, kind of woody kind of stuff. And you mix it with lime, and it sets like concrete, but it's carbon negative instead of giving it all off. And it's very good insulation and just for green building and no license needed, right? You just grow your own and build your own house.
Easy peasy.
Whatever. Chuck and coop, whatever.
Not easy peasy, but...
It actually is really easy.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, the hardest thing is getting the plant into, getting these herds out of the stalks, But once you've actually got it, or you just buy it, like we sell bales of it at the shop, so you just buy it and then... away you go. So this course is coming up. There's 16th of June. It starts with these online workshops that you do, and then you head down to New Plymouth, WITT, I think this is their Polytech, and 4th of July is the full-day practical component for architects, engineers, home builders, anyone interested in hempcrete, you can head on down. It's actually the Australian Hemp Masonry Company are coming over to do it with them.
That's an exciting time.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of new it'll be an exciting, it will keep being an exciting time, I should say. I think, any time you've got something opening up, we're going to have a lot more cool stuff.
That's right. And if licenses aren't holding people back, and that kind of paperwork and compliance. Another new thing that's come out is guys called Storks. They are looking into hemp replacing plastics, being biodegradable. And you can just returns to the soil. They've just put out their first product, we're about to put it out, and we'll get it into the shop. It's little golf tees. They're calling Greenskeepers, made out of hemp. And then when all these golfers, because this is a thing, all their little tees just get all stuck all over,
They go missing. You hit one wrong.
They used to be wood, but now they're all plastic. So this is a hemp one. Very cool. Storks, Storx, because it's from the storks.
Clever.
Yeah.
What else have we got? It seems like a busy pack day for weed.
Yeah, it could be. Hey, what is happening? We've talked a lot about driving over the last months and years. Actually, I looked back and this bid to test our saliva first put forward in 1999. So that's how long they've kind of wanted to do it. Well, some people have, and it's taken till 2026. But we basically copied Australia's approach, right? So it's the same device, same threshold. You can look over there and see all these unjust cases of not just patients, but well, especially patients who are following their doctor's orders, and then getting pinged, and based on this tongue swab that doesn't actually have any correlation with impairment. And well, so just as our one is, has come in and testing, you know, I saw a billboard here in Auckland the other day saying it's happening here, right? So it's all over the place. Well, New South Wales, and I mentioned this last week, but I've got more details now. They have got a law going through. This has come from the Premier and the actual government of New South Wales. So, you know,
high-level stuff.
It's going to happen. And what this will now do, certainly for patients, so there's 300,000 people in New South Wales with medical cannabis. So they will, if you're on an unrestricted license, you're on a full license, you register with Transport New South Wales and provide proof of your prescription. And then if you're pulled over and they do the tongue swab, like the same as they're doing here, instead of a threshold of 1 nanogram, basically the lowest you could possibly detect, and again, this is why it has no relation to impairment. If you're a registered medical cannabis patient in New South Wales, it will be 50. And under that, you will just get a warning. And if you're caught with over 50 nanograms, then the first two times will just be a warning. Sort your shit out. And then the third time you're caught over 50 nanograms will be a $700 fine and a 3-month license suspension. Well, compared to what you get here.
Yeah.
You know, and what you were getting there. They actually had no defence at all for medical cannabis patients. So everyone, you know, as I say, following your doctor's orders, and then the police are, you know, taking away people's licences or prosecuting them in court and so forth. They actually have a legalised cannabis MP in New South Wales.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool, eh?
It's a fun, but what a fun state. A lot's going on in... What's going on in New South Wales? But
that's right. Shout out to Nimbin. if you haven't been there, you really should. It's so close, and you can just fly into Coolangatta or something. You'll be there in an hour. And it's a cannabis town.
Oh.
It's incredible if you haven't been there. It's full of hippies. It looks like it's full of hippies, if you know what I mean.
It looks like cannabis.
It's a little bit like Takaka, but amplified 100 times.
Well, what a fun holiday destination.
Yeah, so, and they have a legalised cannabis MP in New South Wales.
And now
isn't
we just
cool?
need to wait for us to copy them again.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Now we just got to copy them again. Hopefully it won't take too long. So, you know, this is election year. Maybe we'll get a legalised cannabis MP. But putting the pressure on the people that are running to be like, what the hell? We've got in this shit law that is going to convict all these innocent people, unimpaired people, and yet the very place it's come from.
They've worked to fix this at least a little bit. We need to get off our asses and make sure we fix it.
Right on. Hey, some good news. We talked a little while back about a New Zealand woman in ICE detention because of an old marijuana conviction. She just got news yesterday that the court there, they have quashed it because she had a shit lawyer who didn't warn her that.
I think I already got disbarred.
That's right. The lawyer had been disbarred, and but taking a plea deal under bad advice and not knowing that it would end up like this. So appearing again on Friday when she might actually be released. Be very cool.
Which is great news because it's been going on for ages now.
It's like 8 weeks or something in the ICE facility and transferred all around to make it even more difficult and away from your family. And
I know it's been covered a lot, I think, on 95BFM in the news department. So it is a nice, good... result to start seeing.
We got to believe it when it actually happens. Of course, could happen Friday is what they're saying. And also in court, Gandalf, the New Zealand's most famous green fairy, and he appeared in Whangarei District Court yesterday, confirmed that it will be trial by jury, and which is I can't see a jury convicting him, right? Especially when he calls 100 witnesses of all the patients that he's helped and things. 1st of September is the next appearance to set the actual trial date. And if you want to chip into that, there's Give a Little Gandalf. And there's a petition on the Parliament website. You can get in behind that.
Some good political action.
Yeah. And speaking of, if you want to find out a bit more about what's happening with legal cannabis down on the East Coast, Rua Biosciences are giving a talk at Whakamana Cannabis Museum next Thursday night. It's the 18th of June. There's a little documentary screening and then a Q&A for people who are down there doing it.
And get on down.
Yeah. And it's FAM on K Road this Saturday as well, which is always good. Matariki, 9th of July. J-Day, 5th of December. There you go. Put all those in your diary.
All of those in the calendar. Let's mark them down. Well, What a fun pack. Well, not all fun, but if we ignore the parts that are concerning, quite fun.
Yeah. We're focused on the good. Yeah. And go back to growing our legal cannabis hemp.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I got to go check in on the seeds now.
Thank you very much, Chris.
All right.
That was Marijuana Media. Thanks to Hemp Store.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.